Welcome back to the Memoriam Incubator. This week we have the beginning of another installment of Fumbling Dice. This one is called The Wild Goose Chase. I know, we're sheep and geese and whatever, but honestly our DM, our Dungeon Master Cal, has been really good at easing us into the world of Dungeons & Dragons because we have no idea what was going on. Now, the sound quality on this one is a little bit different, and you're going to notice sometimes people cut out a little bit, and that's because we did this one live for Facebook, and we did it over Zoom, you know, because of the COVID thing. We can't meet in person to record, and so we're doing it remotely, and so that can affect the sound quality a little bit, so forgive us for that. So yeah, this is the first part of The Wild Goose Chase. Go live!
Oh, it says live on Facebook. Live on Facebook, it says.
Live on Facebook. I know that website. My mom uses that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Too soon.
And it starts already.
Seriously, how do I put my, I thought I could put a picture up here.
We're live, Musto, so.
I don't know. I still want to do it.
Okay, but always, we're live, so
you can always like draw something on a post-it note and hang it over your webcam.
Oh yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah,
Dave, you gonna intro this bad boy?
Yeah, I guess I may as well, right?
that's the idea.
Hi, everybody, and here I am.
Oh, hey,
there you are.
Hey, Dave,
I'm laying down because this is gonna take a while.
Wow.
Not the intro. I hope that's done relatively quickly. Welcome everyone to Fumbling Dice, I forgot what we called this. The role-playing game for some people who don't really know how to play role-playing games. We are playing some sort of version of Dungeons & Dragons where we are using characters from pop culture instead of your general, your wizards and whatever. They have been given classes and all sorts of things by people who know what those things are. Joining us is everybody I'm Dave. You know me from the podcast Unfucking Relatable. If not, you should really listen to that. It's back for a third season even. And let's just go around the horn and introduce the rest of us. I guess you're the end of the horn.
Yeah, I'm the end of a lot of things.
According to mine, you're the next person.
So. Okay. So. Well then I'll say, hey, I'm Al. And I am the producer for Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden, which is another podcast you should be listening to, which, again, is all related to Memoriam development. We just dropped a new episode on Wednesday, and we're going to drop a special episode on this coming Wednesday.
Hi, I'm Pat, and I'm with Ghostly Podcast. We debate ghost stories, so come check us out. We just did one on microclimates where the person that looks like he's below me, Nickum, he was in it.
Wait, my name's Nickum now?
Nickum. Yeah, your name is Nickum.
Okay, I'm Nickum. I'm the executive director of Memoriam Development, producer, but not the show Freak of the Week. So, here we go.
Did you guys lose him for a second?
Yeah, he went
all metallic on us.
I was kind of like, I hope that's not just me.
I think that's just the fact that he lives in the boons.
Yeah, he does.
That's the kind of web access you get in Sycamore.
Yeah, even Patrick in a dungeon.
Yeah, I better connection.
Even Patrick's got two bars in the dungeon.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you get free Wi-Fi in the dungeon, so it's
a dungeon? Nice. You've got tons of bars. What do you think keeps the prisoners in?
Yeah, I got a nice view out the window over here, you know.
Choppy. Maybe it's me.
I don't know. Have we lost Nickum?
No, I'm Nickum, here.
Nickum, are you there?
Oh, Nickum's there.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Well, great. So,
okay.
Keith, how about you?
This is going
great. I'm Keith Hernandez. I'm doing nothing for several months because there's a deadly virus going around. So I'm staying inside.
Whoa.
What? What is?
There's a virus, he said.
Wait, really?
Did anybody see anything on
Has anyone else heard about
this? I think it's in Nick's internet.
I think so, too.
Yeah. It's the Nickum virus.
The Nickum virus.
The Nickum virus.
And Keith, I think Nick's bad internet has ruined your entire intro.
What?
Oh, okay.
Heard it?
Because I didn't hear, until the virus bit, I didn't hear anything.
I heard everything, but I
didn't. I heard everything, too.
So
okay,
I.
So, yeah. So
David,
maybe
it's your fault.
I'll take that. All right, my apologies. Cal, have you introduced yourself yet?
No, I'm Cal. I don't have a podcast or anything to promote other than my dad's, which is Mr. Wrigley's Most Unhappy Friendship Garden. Very funny. I highly recommend it. I do, however, have a Twitter for art that I will promote because it's lean times and I can always use commissions. It is at CallUstrations. That is Calustrations on Twitter. Or you can find me on Instagram at Atlas Israel.
She is fucking talented, so check it out.
Something like that.
Maybe
definitely.
Maybe throw up an example on the on the feed here, if you have anything.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that might kill Nick though.
Yeah, it might explode Nick's fucking computer.
Well, Nick's already dead.
Nickum.
Nickum.
Poor Nickum.
Nick's already Nickum. Dead, so no worries.
Nick's already dead. Don't even. It's no big.
This is our second episode officially, and I know that we have some returning characters.
Yes, I think mine's the only returning one though, right?
Oh, is that right?
I think so.
Yeah,
reminds me, I didn't actually get my thing yet.
Are 3PO and Little Orphan Annie coming back, or is it just
Little Orphan Annie?
All right. Wow. And David, I did not have time to put together a character sheet for you because I wasn't sure if you had made your own or not.
I don't know how to do anything.
That is fine. We might have to figure this up bit by bit, or you might have to use Biff. So we'll see how that goes.
I like bits.
Yeah.
Oh, Biff, not bits.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh. All right. So, I guess
we'll see.
Unfortunately, I think I left Biff elsewhere.
That's okay.
Yeah, you might have to get up.
No, I mean like, I mean about a half an hour away.
Well, we got time.
We got time, and I was going to say, you know, Keith, if you have a chance, do you think you could do a really quick roll up for Axel? Would that be possible while we're doing kind of the intro stuff?
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
So there are at least two people on this feed who know what the hell is going on.
Thank God.
I don't.
Yeah.
I can barely call myself knowing what's going
on. Nickum looks so angelic there.
I know. It's so beautiful.
Light hits his face.
Just
and,
frozen in time.
Oh
he's
wait.
Back.
He's back. What the heck?
Zoom crashed. I don't know what happened.
Zoom too fast.
It kind of looked like you crashed.
404, Nick not found.
Aww.
Poor Nickum.
Poor Nickum.
Having fun already.
I did want to do a quick shout out as well. Keith is the one who actually rolled up most of the character sheets. I think I only did a couple of them. So like huge thanks to you, man, for taking care of all that because they are amazing. He did a great job putting together the characters for this.
He did.
Thanks, Keith.
Half the hilarity is Keith's good writing.
Patrick owes you plenty for his dominant play.
Yeah.
Where can we see episode one?
We can't see it. We didn't do a video.
It's all audio on the Memoriam Incubator.
Oh, but we can follow
listen
it.
To it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So
is that going to be linked somewhere?
It's We put some posts
up on the Memoriam Incubator. If you go on Memoriam's website or on their Facebook page, you could find a link right there. Maybe not their website.
Well, Memoriam what? So we're
development, yes.
Okay, there we go.
Yes.
You know, the so think, part of?
Anybody who might be watching this might be interested in seeing it from the beginning, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's not a ton of story continuity. We did a one-shot last time around, which was... I was called like the sheep chase, the sheep hunt, something like that.
Wild sheep chase.
Yes. Which I have made a similar thing ish. It's a good, except this time it's geese and a totally different story, but,
ooh.
Yes. Wow.
Awesome.
Not sorry tons of story continuity, but don't worry about it. Go ahead.
Sweet. Dave, you wanted to roll up a brand new character. I think I remember you saying something about, the guy from Beverly Hills Cop?
Axel Foley.
Axel Foley, okay.
As portrayed by Eddie Murphy.
Not Judge Reinhold.
Yeah, or Taggart, because nobody knows his actual name.
No.
Please, Dave, don't throw me up three stories of a building this time.
Well, to be fair, he only threw you up two. You landed on the third story.
That's
from
true.
The first story through the window.
And, you know, that was an idea.
That was Al's idea, actually.
Was it the professor's idea?
It was this person's idea.
Oh, it was.
That's right. C-3PO.
Nickum was C-3PO.
A deep respect for all you D&D travelers out there who don't know how to just try doors. Uh-huh. Trust me, you're not alone.
I really wanted to. Yeah.
So should we talk about and or introduce our characters for this journey, or will that be revealed when we start the campaign?
No, I mean, if you guys would like to introduce your characters, I think that would probably be best. It's up to you.
Since Keith is still whipping mine up, that's probably a good idea.
Sure.
Yeah.
Whatever you said there. Yeah.
Whatever that was. Yep.
I will be portraying Little Orphan Annie, which she turns out to be a badass. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Glass, don't fuck around.
She used Eldritch Energy in the last campaign, didn't she?
Yeah, Eldritch Blast.
Yeah, she might use that again today. Spoiler alert.
What a surprise.
What a surprise.
Bill, why don't you go next?
I'll get into character a little bit here. I'm Reverend Jim Ignatowski.
Nice.
I'll be joining this campaign. And I hope it's, Alex? What? Hi.
Nice. Love it. Love it.
Oh,
very good, God. Christopher Lloyd.
Thanks.
Nickum, you want to go next?
Sure. Name's Luigi Mario. You probably know my brother. He's pretty popular, wears a lot of red. I like green better, but whatever, you know?
Wait, so Mario is your last name?
Yeah, it's Luigi Mario. That's my name.
That's true.
So Mario's Mario Mario?
Mario Mario?
Yeah, his name's Mario Mario. What's your problem?
Hey, no problem. Technically your mother's maiden name is Jumpman.
Yeah. Luigi Mario knee jump man, but not knee because I wouldn't have it before. But my mom did, so she's a knee jump man.
I'm so confused. I just know that there were walking mushrooms. So I was excited about that.
Nickum, do you have a character sheet?
Yeah, I got one. I printed it out on paper because I'm really nice.
Wow, King. All right. We love that. Fantastic. Dad, is there a reason you have to open windows in Zoom?
Yeah, I thought that was kind of weird.
I will respond in my regular voice for actual questions. Because I can't see the gallery view on my phone, but my phone I need for the video portion. So I just turned off the audio and opened up another.
Aw, does your fancy gaming laptop not have a good webcam?
Aww.
It's just not working. It's just not working at the moment, so yeah.
Aw, boo-hoo.
Aww.
Yeah, coming down my face.
Yeah, all kinds of tears are coming down my face. Yeah.
So, all right, Axel, did you want to do a quick introduction, or did you already?
I am not going to. Whoops, is my volume all the way down? Hello.
No, we can hear you. We can hear you fine.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure because I was down.
We can hear you really loud, actually.
Yeah.
All right. How about, is this better?
A little bit.
All right.
I'm still trying to figure out why he's talking into a curling iron.
Yeah, no, it's better. Well, he's trying to straighten his hair.
Gotta look pretty.
He's going to sleep now, I think.
Okay. Permanently.
No. I'm not going to attempt to do the Eddie Murphy voice because that'll come off really great.
We're respectful.
Wow.
What on earth was that?
That was me doing Axel Foley. Yeah.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't do better.
That was Little Orphan.
Never do that again.
Little Orphan Eddie.
Little Orphan Eddie.
I think Little Orphan Annie, the real one, could do the Eddie Murphy voice better than that.
The real Little Orphan Annie? You mean sleeping the actual man. Singing, dancing orphan that was in the movie? That they just took a video of her life.
That's dead
not
now.
Not the remake movie.
Oh. I think she's deceased, actually. I'm sorry to tell you that.
Shirley Temple?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. I'll have one.
All right.
Fantastic. Glad we can make terrible jokes. Keith, I think you're still there. I don't know if your camera's really froze.
I'm talking about the 80s movie.
Do you want to give a quick intro for your character?
So, yeah, Alex Jones. I'm a very human barbarian, and I have a really high constitution because I believe in the constitution, and I have a charlatan background, and I'm basically here to take out the lizard people, also known as lizard folk. They're my mole enemies.
What about the mole people?
Mole people?
Yeah.
You'll have to go. I'll have to do some more research and review the documents on the mole people.
I can tell you right now, the mole people are in league with gays. As a gay myself, I have not only met with the mole people, but we're good friends. You can figure out how you feel about them based on that.
Glad someone else believes in the lizard people.
The lizard folk are turning gays into frogs, so I want to protect you, Cal, from the lizard folk.
Thank you.
You can't be turned into a frog.
I appreciate
it. My least favorite Disney movie.
This was my friend for the longest time, but now look, she's a frog, and it's all
they got to
those damn lizard people.
That's right, they got to her.
We're gonna make it bit by bit.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. David, I realize I didn't even give you a chance to do your intro because I'm stupid and have two brain cells.
That's all right. I still don't have a character sheet, so that actually works out.
I'm working on it.
I will stall.
I mean, I figure you can just give a little outline of your character as he is. You don't have to worry too much about.
Fair enough. I am Axel Foley. I am a police detective from Detroit, kind of freelancing out in Beverly Hills to figure out what happened to some friends of mine. I don't like white people.
Yes, well, you shouldn't.
But I will tolerate them and use them, especially foreign ones who talk funny.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, if you guys don't mind, I will lead us in here and give us just a little intro thing. Give Keith a little more time to just do some basic work with those stats and generally get you guys on the road. So today you guys are all starting out. You are currently traversing the forest. You had an adventure, parted with a few of your comrades, and have found some new comrades along the way that have brought you all together to travel through a road in the woods. Now it's getting kind of late. It's been quite a few hours. You guys have been walking for, I'd say like around 8 or 9 hours. You're exhausted. You have all your stuff. And you come across kind of an area, it looks like, where you have a few different options. You know, there's kind of some sheltered like woods that you could possibly camp in, and there is also a farmhouse just a little up the road that appears to be, you know, available. It seems that someone probably lives there, so if you wanted to go, you know, seek shelter there, that is an option. So you have a few different options. Now, you have heard that in these woods at nighttime there tends to be an issue with bandits. And that they have been kind of a common problem for some of the people around here, at least what you've heard by word of mouth. So what are we doing, folks? Are we camping out? Are we going to the farmhouse? How are we doing this?
I want to fight the bandits.
There aren't any bandits yet. She said there could be bandits.
I'm generally a peace-loving kind of guy, and the last time I was in a farmhouse, there was a concert of 50,000 people. So I say we go towards the farmhouse.
Farms generally mean white people, so I'm not really all that into that, but I'll just go along with it for the time being.
Look, does this farm have plumbing? Because if it does, that's where I want to go, since I'm a plumber.
Well, given that this is like pseudo-medieval Europe, probably not. But I don't know enough about like the plumbing systems of Faerun to tell you if you shit in a hole in the woods or not. Sorry.
If you shit in a hole in the woods and no one dared to smell it, did you really shit?
Yes.
I don't think any of us heard that.
something shit in the woods. No one's there to smell it. Did you
really want
to
shit in the woods?
Oh, it's nice. It's nice being the one on a video conference for once who doesn't have the shittiest internet. It's very refreshing. I'm very used to being that person, and today I'm not. And it's,
you know what else is refreshing?
What?
Indoor plumbing.
Why don't you put some
and coffee?
The cool taste of Sprite lemonade. Pick it up now at your local Walgreens. This
also refreshing is my mentholated tactical wipes, which I have for sale.
Okay.
Yes, you can go to Alex Jones' website, which in the world of Faerun is just like a Charlotte's Web style spider web that has been like filled with objects of varying usefulness.
We should figure out. We should take a vote.
All right. Who's camping in the woods? Who's going to the farmhouse? What's the vote?
I want to go to the farmhouse.
I'll go to the farmhouse.
I don't know what David said, but I saw his lips. Farm?
Farmhouse.
Spiffy.
Farmhouse.
It sounded like farmhouse.
Oh, he disappeared.
I just turned off my video.
Hoping that that fixes something.
It actually does, yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Freeze up a bit of your bandwidth. Okay, yeah. Well, it sounds like we have a majority who are looking to go to the farmhouse. So you guys travel up the road towards the farmhouse. It's kind of just like a curving driveway type road. You get there, you knock on the door, and you hear someone yell, "Who's there?"
It's Little Orphan Annie.
I don't know.
Wait, who are you yelling at us? Yes. We don't know who you are either. We're on the road. We see a door. We knock on it. Who are you, lady?
I'm hearing the voices again.
The door cracks open, and you see it like a stout little old woman kind of poke her face out. And just from what she's heard, she doesn't seem to be very afraid of you. Like she see it, like the way her voice was when she said who's there, it was kind of like, oh, like, ugh. And the second she hears you guys talk, she's like, oh no, this is probably not a threat at all.
It's because I'm an orphan.
Well, yeah, you're an orphan, and you have your apparently, you know, elderly, senile reverend friend with you. How old is Reverend Ignatowski, like, in the show? I mean, is he super old, or, yeah?
Well, he was probably in his 30s, because he says I went to Woodstock, and I came from the late 70s, early 80s.
Well, there you go. So, Yeah, so, you know, she hears the voices and she's kind of like, okay, you guys probably aren't a threat. She pokes her head out a little bit and she kind of looks you all over and she asks, are you perchance adventurers?
Yes!
Oh, Vern Troyer, you've really let yourself go.
Because, you see, I have a favor to ask of you if you'll have it. Please, please come in. And she opens the door, and inside there's kind of this nice little, like area, the little seated area. But you can also tell that recently it looks as though a large portion of her house has been ransacked. Someone's gone through all of it, pulled the cabinets open, grabbed various objects out of the pantry and whatnot. It looks like she's made some attempts to clean it up, but also it's a lot, and she's a little old lady, so it's not that easy.
Well, my apartment is decorated just like this.
So what do you guys do? Do you want to take a seat? I mean, what are y'all doing?
Is there anything to take a seat in?
Yes, there's a whole seating area. She's got like two couches and kind of a little table. She's got a small fire going in the hearth. You know, a farmhouse. Imagine the most idyllic, beautiful, perfect farmhouse you can, and then knock that down a couple notches and you probably have what this looks like.
I'm going to sit on the couch.
All right. Nick'em, what were you saying?
Does she have like lemonade or refreshments of some sort? I mean, is she a good enough host?
She, as you guys kind of enter, she asks, would any of you like something to drink? I have tea, I have water, and I have whatever's in this bucket over here, but I don't recommend it.
Take the bucket.
I think I should take the bucket.
And she just like looks at you all and is kind of like, oh, well, adventurers, whatever. They're probably just all like this, and takes the bucket, pours it into three different cups and hands them to you. So congratulations, you have refreshments now of bucket juice.
Yay!
I'm not going to tell you what's in it.
I'm going to set that down on whatever available table or whatever and never pick it up again.
Shirtless All right. Alex Jones chugs his entire bucket.
Fantastic. Shirtless Alex Jones, you gain, I don't even know what the fuck I would give you for that, because it really is just bucket juice. You gain a stomach ache. Congratulations!
Excuse me, my stomach is I have a high constitution, but it's just going to take me a second.
You get a plus one to all your dex rolls for the next day.
I should probably drink that too.
Reverend Jim, you get the shits.
Okay. It's just like Cal Jam 74. The Allman Brothers were on and
I like almonds.
The Allman Brothers equal shits.
My shit has almonds in it.
I don't like almonds that much.
The little old lady kind of watches you all as you have this conversation, and kind of seems perplexed, but also like, adventurers, maybe? She actually brings out like a little bowl of almonds and sort of sets it on the table. Like, she's not sure if that will appease you, but like, is hoping that it'll win you over a bit. There's a large armchair. She kind of sits down and you can hear her kind of sigh as she begins to relax a little bit into it.
Can I have another cup of the Diet Pepsi you just gave us?
I'm not sure what Diet Pepsi is. I assume it's some kind of tea, but I only have bucket water and chamomile. I don't even really consider bucket water a kind of tea, but I guess if you guys are going to drink it, then that's what it is. Listen, I have something to request of you, and I can pay and I can offer food and board, for a while in exchange for this, but, you see, there's been a recent, occurrence of many, many bandits, that have been coming around and ransacking places. They've ransacked farmhouses all across the countryside. They've ransacked tents. They've ransacked travelers. That they've even ransacked children. They've just gone up to him and been like, give me your money. And the kids have been like, we don't have any money. We're children. And they've been like,
Well, that sucks. Okay, give us your yo-yo. And they've stolen their yo-yos. It's terrible.
No!
I know. That's
my reaction. I'm confused. What are they doing running around with sacks?
Well, you see, it's a bit more of a metaphorical sack, you know? What? Like,
why
when
are all these kids having sacks?
I think it has something to do with the influx of woodwind instruments becoming popular. The saxophone has been a popular choice.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're part of a band. They're sax and violins.
Oh, wow. We just went down a delightful little water slide of puns that I wish we hadn't gone down, because now I have rug burn. But
my brother gets that when the princess visits.
Oh, man. All right. We should start a timer, see how long it takes for me to just flat out murder one of you. No. So yeah, she sort of looks at all of you and she says, would you be willing to go into the woods and see if there's anything that can be done about these bandits? Now, they're not quite just bandits. They seem to be sort of a organization. They've been there for a while now. And they don't seem very powerful. I can't tell for sure. I mean, they did rip my entire house up, but, you know, they seem like a group of seasoned adventurers such as yourselves should be able to handle them.
Let's go get them! Calm down. Let her finish explaining what they are.
Oh, sorry.
Well, no, that's about it.
Okay.
Yeah. So
then let's go get them!
What was your name, ma'am?
Me? Gerda. Yeah. Gerda. G-E-R-T-A.
Gerda, yeah. you can count on us to clear out those socialists thieving from the innocent townsfolk.
All right. Yes. Socialists. I'm sure that they are quite social. They seem to move in groups. This is feudalism. I'm not really sure what we're talking about here.
As a detective, I have to wonder, how do we know that this is actually Gerda's house and she's not actually going through the drawers herself trying to find something to steal?
Well, I know if Gordon, which is a Canadian name, is really a Canadian, they're very polite and they don't normally lie about such things.
Look, in my history, if they're not a mushroom that's walking or a turtle or something like that, they're usually okay.
Ooh, walking mushrooms?
I mean, Beverly Hills is a very different place for me, but I can't say I've ever seen any of those things.
Otto, I don't think we're in Beverly Hills anymore.
She kind of looks at you all expectantly. You guys can take some time to figure out like what exactly it is you want to do here, but she is asking you if you'll go out and fight these bandits.
I will.
I say we go out and fight the bandits, because are we or are we not?
We are.
That's some deep shit, man.
Do we have fight?
The name of our group?
Yeah.
I say we do it. Do we have like a name of our group? Like what we call ourselves?
I don't know. Do you guys?
The Super Brothers.
Who are you calling a brother?
God just said something weird to you.
I'm just saying. We're like family. We're adventurers together. We're brothers.
We're family?
Super like brother. Family. I love it.
If you don't like that, we could be the super white guys plus Alex.
What about me? There's a girl right there. Oh, right here.
I thought you were Billy Barty.
No, I'm Annie.
I think perhaps we should amend it to the super white people plus Alex. Gender inclusivity,
yes.
All right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's Axel.
All right. I like Alex, though. I feel like it adds some of the confusion to the whole thing.
No, this Alex is the other guy. The guy
that's
me.
Alex?
That's true.
Shirtless Alex Jones.
Are we counting Alex Jones as being not white because he's so red? Or like
pink.
He's pink?
I'm like
he's a pink
red
person? made of bubble gum, like the, you guys know those, like
Bazooka Joe.
Yeah, or like those soap bottles with the weird lumpy pink dudes on them that are
Mr.
like
Mr. Bubble.
Yeah, Mr. Bubble, that motherfucker.
I've been called that many times.
He's the same species as whatever that thing is.
I drank it many times.
I probably did too. All right. Well, in the interim, you guys are the super white people plus Alex, because it's funny.
I liked it. I'm finally part of something.
I'm so proud of you.
Me too.
All right. So, you guys have agreed to do the bandits, to take care of them?
Yeah.
We're yes.
Okay, for sure. Woman offers you a nice room and board. Each of you has your own room. It's a big farmhouse. You know, that you each get your own room, your own bed. And in the morning when you wake up, she's prepared a lovely meal for you all.
Is there more of that Diet Pepsi?
Yes, she's actually provided the bucket juice already. It is in a nice pitcher on the table. One of her beds. Some of her nice china, so be careful with it. Some of the nice china that the bandits didn't get. I guess she was hiding it. That's her bucket juice china.
Where was she hiding it?
Take a guess.
Oh!
She pulled a little Captain Jack Harkness on that one. No. Yes, she has offered you all a wonderful meal, full of nutrients, each of your favorite dishes, which she has somehow managed to figure out.
Chicken powder?
Guys. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just a giant plate of it. You could snort that shit. she's provided each of your favorite meals. They're on, you know, nice plates. She seems to be bustling around, kind of trying to get things together. I wanted you all to know, not to infringe or anything, but I have shined up your weapons a bit and tried to, you know, oil them and whatnot. I can't say I'm an expert, but I did want to, you know, provide something. After all, you are going to fight these bandits. I do owe you quite a bit for that. Everyone, please sit down and eat, discuss, you know, don't mind me.
Oh, wow! Look at that! Raw eggs and a tab of acid, my favorite! Oh.
I thought it was brownies, your special brownies.
You got brownies?
No, I have a dead mouse.
Why would you have a dead mouse inside of a brownie?
That is weird.
That's a good question. Hey, Luigi, what's your breakfast?
It's obviously lasagna. Why are we even asking?
Well, I just wanted to make sure. I mean, like,
yeah,
mushrooms.
Mine's pancakes with strawberries on top and lots of whipped cream.
And a dead mouse.
That's in my pocket.
Oh, that's okay. Gross.
Or are you just happy to see me?
I am happy to see you.
Dave, your character sheet has been uploaded into the Facebook chat, so you should have everything you need. I made you a rogue investigator background. I haven't seen Beverly Hills Cop in a long-ass time, so I tried my best to get you something that fits Axel Foley. I made you a crossbow expert, which basically means you have two-hand crossbows. You have one in each hand, so you can attack twice each turn. The rogue's special ability is the sneak attack. So anytime you can get an advantage to your attack, so like if a bad guy or a bandit is engaged with another character in a fight, if you can gang up on them, you get advantage to the attack plus extra damage to if you hit them.
As a rogue, you are legally required to abuse the shit out of that ability. I want you at every possible turn to be asking me, can I use my sneak attack? Are they over here? Can I use sneak attack for this? Because otherwise you're not playing a rune correctly. That's the rules.
Yeah, hey, the rules.
Did you give him a plus one banana?
I was going to say, if my sneak attack should also involve bananas.
I also gave you I gave you constitution as a jump stat. Because from what I read on the Wikipedia page, he gets his ass kicked a bunch of times in the movie. So
I'm not a good I'm not a good fighter. I use deception and...
I'm pretty good.
And insults to get the job done.
Let's go fight these people now.
Oh, the kid's a little bloodthirsty.
she had so much fun last time. Just beating the ever-living shit out of that wizard. All right. Well, you guys, it's like an hour's walk maybe out into the woods from what this lady tells you. She says she doesn't really know the exact location, but it's pretty easy to find from just the general traveled paths as well as the noise. She says it's going to be real loud. You'll be able to hear them from a million miles away. So as you guys head into the woods to go for these bandits, I would like all of you to give me your very first roll of the game. Give me a perception check. So with roll 20, I did ask you all to play around with it a little bit beforehand. So
yes.
With roll 20, hopefully you all figured this out. There is a little thing over to the far left of your screen. It's a little bar with a few different boxes on it. One of them is a picture of a die. And you can pick which die you want to roll and how many of it you want to roll. So a perception check is a d20, so you're just going to click on d20, and it's going to show you your roll, and you're going to add whatever your bonus is from your character sheet for perception.
What's my bonus?
Well, you can go ahead and pull that up, Ignatowski, but it is... I can pull it up as well.
I got a 17.
Ignatowski, your perception bonus is 3. And actually, Dad, since your character sheet is digital, you can just click on the word perception and it will roll for you and it will add your bonus as well.
That's cool.
Sweet. Yeah. If we do this again, I'll get everyone else's digitized as well. That way all of you can do that because it is really handy and Roll20 is a great tool.
That's on the bottom, the passive wisdom perception.
No, that's your passive wisdom perception. Oh, okay. Perception is going to be in your list of skills. It's going to be to the right of where all your base stats are, your wisdom, charisma, intelligence, etc. And it's one of those little, like,
oh, options. I have a 0, so I just have 17.
Just standard 17, all right. Wow, most of you rolled great. What the fuck happened, Pat?
Well, I didn't know that the screen was not on, so I was in the settings still.
Well, I guess. No. All right. You don't worry about it. You're all good. All right. So, let's see. Annie, you are the first to see anything, which is hilarious given that you're short.
Yes.
You managed to peer through some of the cops, some of the various underbrush that the others can't see because they're too tall. You can see various... things in the distance, structures. You can tell that there are some like wooden legs and you can hear voices. From what you can tell, it looks to be like guard towers. That is how they are kind of built and they sort of have that layout to them. So the best you can tell, it is guard towers. There is a few, beyond that, there seems to be kind of an area where there's tents that are set up. But the only thing within range is the guard towers. I'm actually going to move you all. So if you'll look on your Roll20 screen, you'll see there's a map.
Yes.
This is what the area looks like. I'm going to put down some basic like pogs for you guys. We're probably not going to use pogs a whole lot during this because Theater of the Mind is definitely a lot easier and way more funny. But we are going to use them for the sake of just like, where are you? What does the map look like? And, you know, it's always nice to have a little visual aid. So I can get Zoom to stop.
I'm going to ask a stupid question. How do I change my avatar on D20?
On Roll20, you do have to go outside of the program to do that, which it's not a huge deal. I wouldn't worry about it right now. But the settings are in, like, if you leave the game, and you go to your like profile settings in Roll20, it'll let you do that.
I tend to worry about things that don't matter.
Oh, no, not at all. That's a perfectly reasonable thing to worry about. So I'm just going to put down some very basic pogs for you all. I'm just going to take stuff out of my art library, so you're all going to just have to deal with characters that are not even remotely you, but vaguely resemble you. Little Orphan Annie, you're going to be this little one over here. You can use pings if you hold down your mouse wherever you are hoping to click. If you hold it down, it will ping it. You can tell who's pinging based on what color it is. Let's see. So that's Little Orphan Annie. Dad, this will be Reverend Ignacio, whose name I'm going to keep forgetting and fucking up.
What movie is Reverend Ignacio from?
Just call me Iggy.
He's he is from the show Taxi.
Oh, right on. Okay. Yeah.
Reverend Jim, some people call me.
What else? Ho Sniffus. Let's see. Wow, this is harder than it should be. Okay, David, this is going to be you. You are that funky little fellow. Oh my God, who do I have that resembles Keith? Literally nobody. Or I guess Alex Jones really is the question. No one is Alex Jones. No one could ever be Alex Jones. You're this tabaxi fighter for now. Yeah, fuck yeah. So we got those, and then who am I missing?
You're missing me.
I'm missing Luigi. I'm always missing Luigi. I need more Luigi in my life. All right, Luigi.
That's right.
Here's where you are.
Yeah, that is you. I'm that guy.
All right, so I got to first make sure all you can control these pogs real quick. Okay.
I love that song.
Right? Such a bop. Huh. So we got that. That one is Nick. This one is Keith. And let's see. That one's Keith. Control by. Thank you all for bearing with me. I did my best to prep as much as I could, but there were a few things that fell by the wayside. It happens. Control by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're really disrupting the tight gameplay which has been in effect so far.
Oh, truly.
So while the Dungeon Master is working on that, guys, we decided on what was it? Super Brothers? Is that what we're calling ourselves, or
what was it?
Something about white people
and Alex.
Something white people.
It was the Super White People plus Alex.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Well, it should have been Axel.
Well, a lot of things should have been a lot of things, but now it is that.
Anyway, white people, we should come up with some sort of strategy. What do you guys, while the Dungeon Master is working on that, what do you guys think? Looks like we got a bandit camp here. Anybody got any ideas on how we could use our respective strengths best optimally?
I say we want to fight. Them.
I think we should talk to them using swords.
All right. So if we want to go in and wipe these guys out, how should we do this? Should we split up, maybe flank them? Should we go in all at once and just do like a phalanx sort of maneuver? What do you guys think?
I think I should sneak around and do some recon.
Yeah, you have a really high sneak, so you'd be the best at that.
All viable options. So yeah, if that's what you'd like to do, you should all have control over your pogs now. Give them a shot, just to make sure. Those.
I have a disguise kit. I could use that.
Let's send the girl in. Everyone loves a little girl.
Yeah.
I think I accidentally kicked myself out of here.
So you guys are not technically up at the camp yet. I just have to put your pogs there. You guys are still probably 50, 60 feet away. And the entrance that you can see is kind of this area over here that has been, you can tell there's the guard tower there. And there's pretty clear visibility in that area. So it's unlikely that you'd be able to sneak past without too much hullabaloo. From what you guys can see, there's a few guards up on the tower. There's something a little weird about these guards, these bandits. You notice as you're kind of approaching that they are not human or even really humanoid. The only thing humanoid about them is that they stand on two legs. But other than that, they are like 4 feet tall, four foot tall geese.
Geese, as in the birds?
As in the birds. They're about 4 feet tall. They're mottled with brown and white feathers that have kind of just been haphazardly tucked into like loose traveler's clothing. They have bright orange eyes that sit in tiny little eye sockets and dart around the place as they seem to guard the area. They move slowly and their long dark necks kind of have this weird like snake-like movement as they walk. But they do walk on 2 feet with these kind of flippers that smack the ground in a way that sounds kind of like leather hitting a table. It's a very strange sound, and they are so big that it's much more pronounced than what you would expect from just like a goose, like a normal goose. There's about 3 of them up on the guard tower, and you can see more past that.
Does anybody in the party have the ability to talk to geese? Or any other animals?
No.
Luigi, what class are you?
I'm a monk.
Gotcha.
One sec. I have to get my...
But I'd like to do a dance for them. Can I just run out and dance?
You can. I think that would be a performance check, which if you'll go ahead and just roll your d20 and then see what your modifier for performance is on your character sheet.
I brought my harmonica with me, so I'll go out and accompany her.
I have a 16. I rolled a 16 and I have a 4 for performance.
Okay, so that gives you a 20, which is, it's not a crit success, which it would be if you had just rolled a 20.
Aw, nuts.
Dirty 20 is good.
Yeah, this is true. Dirty 20 is still pretty fucking good. Let me see. I'm sorry. I'm trying to find something. It's super important, I swear. Well, Little Orphan Annie, you head out in front of this guard tower. As soon as they spot you, they raise their various weaponry. It looks like a couple of them have like hammers, like stone hammers. A couple of them have spears. One of them has a crossbow. And they all seem to kind of squawk at each other. You break into song and dance, and you are being assisted, I assume, by the Reverend.
The good Reverend, yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, well, normally I would give you advantage or something based on that, because if you're being helped by another player, that is an advantage. However, you did get a dirty 20, so you're already doing pretty fucking good. You hop out, you begin to perform a song and dance, and at
can
first...
Can we hear what this sounds like?
Can we hear what it sounds like? Can we see what it sounds like? What?
Yeah, Patrick.
Yeah, Pat, give
tomorrow,
us a little...
Tomorrow, I love you, tomorrow, you're only a day away. Tomorrow, I love you, tomorrow.
Guys, I think we're going to be okay.
Yeah, the Goose Guards are so moved by your performance. They drop their weapons. They all begin to clap, or a facsimile of a clap, the best they can do with these weird goose hands that they have.
Which, a flap.
Yeah, they're like flapping, basically. And one of them is crying. One of them is just straight up sobbing. There are tears pouring down its face and all the way down its neck, which is like really weird. You wouldn't think it would be as weird as it is, but their feathers are like vaguely waterproof. So it's just sort of like...
Shirtless Alex Jones is weeping openly.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You even caused Alex to just fucking lose it. He's just... Bleh.
Hey, Axel Foley, while they're crying, sneak up and snap one of their necks.
Oh, I don't know about that.
That seems a little rude.
I think we won him over, guys.
Yeah. They seem to be clapping. One of them, I swear to God, if I can't find this thing, I'm going to cry because it's super important. Where did I put you? Wait, I'm in the closet. One sec.
Ah, I was waiting for you to come out of the closet. Oh, I think that went over better than it did in Altamont.
You didn't find it.
Oh,
you
no.
found it. Yeah,
I found it. I one of the geese comes down and climbs down off the ladder. He no longer has his like hammer, his spear, whatever. But he kind of comes up to you, Annie, and he says, that was one of the most beautiful things that we've ever seen. I just wanted to thank you. It's been a long, hard day, and I think we all really needed that.
Can I give him a hug?
Yeah, you can. It makes that noise when you do it.
Nice!
Yeah.
Guys, I'm having second thoughts about killing these people.
The guards on that tower are definitely swayed. You can see that the guards from the other tower are kind of like looking at each other. They saw Annie's dance and they definitely enjoyed it, but they didn't really like get the full breadth of it. So they're a little like, what the fuck? Like, why are our comrades just letting these people in? One of the geese from the other tower kind of comes down and walks over to your group or walks over to, are the rest of you, are you hiding? Like, where are you?
Can you tell us like what is around this camp? Like, so yeah. There's two towers, it sounds like.
Yes.
Is there a wall, like walls, like a stone fortress sort of thing, or like?
No, there's no walls. It's all tents, but you can see there's been some like rudimentary fences that have kind of been put up. I wouldn't even call them fences so much as they've just sort of stuck logs in the ground to kind of create a perimeter.
Palisade.
Yes, yeah. There are several tents. I know the map on Roll20 shows there's like 10 or so. There's more. They're pretty packed together. And it seems as though, you know, there's quite a bit of hustle and bustle between them. There's some open grassland area. There are several campfires that are set in various areas that people seem to, or the geese seem to kind of be congregating around at random. But for the most part, outside of these guard towers, most of it looks like a pretty, like, it's where they live, it's where they work kind of area.
Why don't we bring out the rest of the party and introduce them as the rest of the band, and we could do an encore for them. I'm turning into Bernie Sanders.
Free healthcare for all bandits.
It's a socialist.
Get him. Everyone knows all the socialists come from Vermont. So yeah, that's kind of what you're working with as far as the area. There's not like a definite fence, but the guard towers are close enough to each other that like, there's clearly a visual perimeter on the part of the bandits.
Okay, Alex is going to try to sneak along this the palisade fence sort of thing.
Okay,
undetected. I'm going to try and get around back to the opposite side.
Okay, for sure. Do you want to give me a stealth check?
For sure.
If
I rolled a 5 plus 3. Which brings me to 8.
Incredible. All right, so with an 8, you're basically going to... So these are, like, logs. So some of them are taller, some of them are a little shorter, and there's some good, like, space between most of them. So as you're kind of, like, you're, like, doing this, like, army crawl thing, you know? And, like, you know, your shoulders are moving, and you're, like, your belly is just dragging along the ground, I guess.
I have, like, a knife in my teeth.
Yeah. Base, no, the full 9 paint. Yards. Oh,
yeah, yeah. 100%.
Where do you get the face paint?
I look like the guy at the end of Apocalypse Now. What's his name?
Marlon Brando.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep. Perfect.
Colonel Kurtz.
You are doing this. You are not being super stealthy. It looks like a good majority of like the geese that are kind of inside the area don't notice you. But as soon as you start to kind of get close to the next guard tower, like some of the geese are like, what the hell? One of them yells, "Halt! Who goes there?"
don't mind me. I'm just inspecting the wall here, making sure it's up to code.
Up to code. The inspector wasn't supposed to come till next week.
Well, I'm really, really good at my job, so I'm a real eager beaver, so I just come early sometimes.
Want to give me a deception check there, Alex?
That's a 4. plus 2 is 6.
6? Woo.
Let me tell you something, Keith. I'm really bad at this. Okay, just pretend like you are convinced.
Right, here's the deal. You can either surrender yourself willingly, or we can stab you to death and leave your corpse out here to rot. Choice.
All right, fine. Look, lower your weapons, please. I'm a sovereign citizen. I know to come willingly. I'll just contact my lawyer. We'll be fine. I'll come peacefully.
I don't know what a lawyer is, but they're not going to help you here. So the couple of the geese come down and they ask you to put your hands behind your back. They have some rope, which they somehow get around your hands. You don't see it happen, so you don't know if they're using their goose fingers or their mouths or what the fuck ever. How these geese do anything is an enigma. With a lack of opposable thumbs, it's a miracle they even managed to create a society of any kind. They place you in protective custody. Does anyone else go with Alex or see any of this?
Yeah, I followed him because, you know, I follow.
Okay. Gotcha. So Luigi, you were following. Luigi, give me a stealth check as well. Go ahead and there should be a stat called stealth on your sheet.
Yeah, it's a plus 2 on my sheet.
Okay, so go ahead and roll a d20 for me.
Oh, whoops, I rolled 2 by accident. Let me try doing just 1.
That is fine.
12 plus 2 is 14.
Fantastic, 14. All right, well, that is going to keep you out of trouble for the time being. You managed to follow along fairly inconspicuously, at least enough so that you do see Alex get kidnapped. You are, however, trailing some ways behind him because in the attempt to be more stealthy, you have also gone a bit slower. So you are, I would say, like 20 feet behind Alex as he's being arrested. Are you doing anything? Are you sitting? Are you waiting? What are you doing?
So they tied him up?
Yes, they tied his hands behind his back, tied up his feet.
And there are two gooses? Is that what it is?
There's two geese currently tying him up. There's a third still up on the guard tower.
He's a far way away, though. He's up in the tower?
He's up in the tower, but he can see. He's got a good vantage point. He's probably, where, I would say, 15 feet up.
Where are they on this map thingamajigger?
They are, let me move y'all. You guys are over here.
Wow.
This is the guard tower y'all got stopped at. Which that should be you two, I think.
I feel like this is good. We don't want to be all clumped together.
Yeah. No, this is good. You guys are doing some fun stuff. David, what are you up to in this moment? You are the only one who does not currently have a position, so to speak.
Oh, we can't hear you.
He's dead, Jim.
Are
you talking into a speak and say?
3PO makes a guest appearance.
I think the acid is kicking in for all of us now.
Can you hear me now?
Sort of.
C.
God?
Rubble you.
John Madden football.
I believe he said he wants to sneak the other direction.
The other direction. Interesting.
I want to.
Yep, that's what he said.
Yep.
That is what I said, yes.
Fantastic.
But David, that's right by us, though, then.
Are you trying to stealth your way kind of over to this guard tower over here?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. So go ahead and give me a stealth roll. And just for future reference, if there's ever connection issues and you need to get something across, the Roll20 chat is an excellent way to do it. Just type whatever you need to say in there, and I will be watching it. So even if your audio is cutting out, I'll be your voice. No. All right, that's an 11. What is your modifier for that? What?
Eight.
Eight? Holy shit.
Damn. Well,
whoa. You are a rogue. Whoa. Yeah. Should have expected that. So that's a 19. Very sexy. So you make it past the guard tower without any issue. Are you heading for the guard tower? Are you trying to like get into the camp? What are you up to?
I was going to attack the guard.
He was going to Zudagekti guard.
Zudagekti guard. All right. Yep. I know what that means. No. Are you trying to attack the guard? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, he said sneak attack the guard.
Sneak attack the guard. Okay. Then let's see.
He's typing now.
There we go. Okay, so none of the guards are currently engaged in combat, but you do have the sneak advantage. So go ahead and roll me that sneak attack. So give me a roll to hit.
That's two d20s plus, well, yeah, two d20s, right? For a sneak attack?
Should be, yeah.
Why are you attacking our audience?
Okay, so that's 2 and 10, 12. Okay.
My H key isn't working. That's really weird.
Okay, so your first one does not work. Your second one does. Wait, no. Fuck.
Will you pick between the two if you're rolling with advantage, if that's what we're doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the
10 would be the one he wanted. And I am trying to look here really quick to see. Oh, I'm dumb. I was like, where did I put the geese stats? And I'm like, hey, you made it an entire character sheet, so it's already right there.
That is snack.
Obtain sustenance. All right, so I assume you're taking the 10?
That would be correct.
Okay, do you have any plus to hit when you're using, I assume you're using... Did you say you gave him daggers or a crossbow?
He's so I tried to make him as much like Eddie Murphy from Beverly Hills Cop as possible. So yeah. I made him a human. Humans get 1 feat. So okay. His feat I gave him was crossbow expert, which means he has 2 crossbows. They're hand crossbows, so they're a little weaker. But the fact that he's got 2 of them, he can make 2 attacks on his turn.
That's pretty sexy. Yeah, okay, for sure. So with sneak attack involved, I assume you roll with advantage twice since you get 2 attacks. That first one isn't going to hit unless you have an additional 2 hit with your crossbow, which you might. So take a look at your crossbow and let me know. Let me see. I can just look at the thing you uploaded. Thank you, everybody, for bearing with us while I try to figure stuff out. Okay. There, bada bing, bada boom.
If I need to type, my H key doesn't work anymore.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I don't know why. Yeah, exactly.
Am I getting a Skype call? What the fuck is going on? Does anyone else hear that, or is that just me?
I'm not hearing that.
No.
That's concerning. I just hear the Skype noise for some reason, so... Oh, wait, no, maybe it's Discord. I don't know. Okay, well, for some reason that was blaring in my ears, so that was the last 2 seconds. So let's see. Do you have a crossbow? Oh, you have a +6 to hit with crossbow. So yes, you are going to make that.
Woohoo!
That's pretty awesome.
Basically, you're holding 2 miniature crossbows, 1 in each hand.
Yeah,
David,
very good at it. So yeah, you can take another attack if you'd like. There's 3 geese up there. All 3 of them are pretty much the same stats. Do you have any like preference as to which one you're hitting?
No.
No. Okay, I'll mark them down as like goose 1, 2, and 3. And I will put them on the map here real quick so that you can see them. All right. So these little blue guys, those are goose bandits. They are just standard goose bandits. Run of the mill guys, you know, just your normal fun dude. And you hit this one over here. He is going to take some damage. So if you could go ahead and roll damage for me, that will be, there we go. So D6, so okay, 4. All right, and do you want to give it another attack? I assume sneak attack lets you use your same two attacks.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, this is some weak stuff.
That's 8 plus 5, so that's 13. All right, so 13 damage to that first guy who, and actually I should ask, are both attacks to one goose, or are you doing one attack to
yeah,
one?
Yeah, I think it's a better idea to try and take out one whole goose.
The whole goose. Okay, for sure. So in that case, all right, so you hit that guy. He is not looking great. He's in a bad place. You hit him with two crossbows, and he, like, squawks and, like, falls backwards. You hear just, ah! And it's terrible. It's the worst honk you've ever heard. He seems to be still alive based on the reactions from the other two geese, but they do also look over the edge and start to, like, honk and freak out to try and alert someone. I am going to need you to roll initiative. And actually, Annie and Ignatowski, you will also have to roll initiative. So,
and that's a 20?
That is a D20. And then you do have an initiative. You should have something on your sheet that tells you if you have an initiative bonus. So, David, that 12 is your initiative?
Yes.
Okay. So,
do Luigi...
Plus, and I have a plus 4.
Okay, plus 4, all right.
Do Luigi and Alex Jones have, are they hearing
you guys,
all this?
No, you guys are far enough away that you cannot hear this. You are currently busy with Alex being arrested and Luigi crawling next to the fence. So,
yeah.
Yes, you...
Alex is screaming at the top of his lungs about his rights while this is all happening. Go ahead.
Okay, for sure.
I don't see initiative on the sheet.
There might. Yeah. It should be where?
Middle column, top.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Armor class. Plus 2, yeah.
Okay, for sure. So that makes, Pat, you're at 11, right?
11, yep.
Okay, and then.
It's not great.
Hey, well, you know, better than nothing, right?
Is it?
Okay. Yeah, good question. So let's see.
But I do want to fight, though.
Well, you know, you'll get your chance. Trust me. There's plenty of encounters here, but
I still don't know why we're trying to kill the audience.
The one who wanted to.
Thank you, God.
All right. Let's see. Okay.
You did a whole song, Nick.
Whoa! He said something about rolling on Nick.
Ain't nobody rolling on Nick. I'm protecting him.
Nick him.
Okay. There we go. We got that.
Twenty-four doesn't sound good.
Does this mean we're not going to get to do an encore?
No, don't worry. That was just, I was just rolling initiatives for the other geese. So don't worry about that 24. That's not important.
Oh, okay.
Alex, you're up first. What are you doing with your turn? You've just injured this goose. That was your sneak attack as well as kind of your preliminary attack, but you did roll highest in the initiative, so you do get to go first.
Alex left for a second.
Well, Alex is... Oh, wait,
there
no.
He is.
I'm sorry, Axel is the one. This is going to get real fun, guys. This is going to be real exciting when I just keep messing up your names.
And Axel, Annie!
First. And Annie! And the dead rat.
Actually, I just looked. It's not dead. It's alive. But
oh, that's horrifying. Thanks.
Yeah.
We stopped at the pet cemetery.
Oh, wait, I was supposed to roll a d6, right?
No, you're good with the d20. That's your roll to hit. So 8 plus 6, who are you going for? You hit Goose 1. There is also Goose 2 and Goose 3. They don't have names.
So is Goose 1 pretty much dead in the water here?
Well, he's laying there bleeding profusely, so yeah.
So probably not a threat.
Well, I mean, he's still alive, so he is a threat to that extent, but, like, he's in pretty bad shape.
God, you're a little loud.
I am?
No, God.
Oh, I see.
Who's God? The
one
that,
you. The one that's talking I don't see.
Oh. Well, I'm confused. I don't know how loud I am. Is this
to me,
better?
It's pretty loud.
Is this better?
Seems like
yes.
A normal volume to me, but...
Yeah, no. Sounds good to me.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I'll go ahead and finish off last, or that one goose.
Okay.
Or goose one.
All right. Go ahead and roll me damage. That's a d6. Probably going to get him, but... It's a 1 plus...
Ooh. 4.
Plus 4, so 5. Yep, he's gone. I have already put a little red tint over his icon to show that he is dearly departed. So you do not have to worry about Goose 1 anymore. He's out of the way. However, you do have to worry about Goose 2, because it's his turn next. However, wait, before that, you do get 2 attacks. Did you want to use your other attack as well?
Oh, heck yeah. All
take right, go Goose ahead and roll 2. The hit for me.
Oh, the hit, sorry.
Yes, sorry, that's the d20. 9. Wow, you are a low roller today, huh, bud?
I had a 20 earlier.
Fair enough. You used up all your good luck.
But it's plus 6, though.
Yes, it is plus 6, so you are still okay. Holy shit, that's OP, but I love it. So are you going for Goose 2 or Goose 3? Goose 2 is on the left, Goose 3 is on the right.
So technically Goose 2 is closer to me?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay, yeah, that one.
Okay, for sure. All right, go ahead and roll the hit, because you do manage to hit him.
So that's a 3 plus 4, so 7.
All right, 7 goddamn points of damage. Holy shit. Okay,
All that work in the... crossbow range has worked out for me.
Oh yeah. Do you want to describe for us, Axel, how this kind of goes down? Because I do want you to know you basically just like popped up, killed their friend, and then killed him. So you want to give us a little dramatic like
dead?
yeah, a little bit dead. It's a little dead.
Got the heat is on playing by Kenny Loggins playing in the background while this is happening.
Oh fuck yeah.
Heat is on.
That's not Kenny Loggins.
That's Glenn Frey, actually.
Excuse me.
Nerds.
Kenny Loggins had an awesome version of that song. I'm just going to say.
Fair enough. But yeah, David, you pull off some pretty dope shit there, Mr. Axel Foley. You just like did a fucking like a fucking front roll and like popped up and just,
come on, Shrek.
Pat, please don't do that laugh anymore.
That's his laugh. I'm sorry.
Those geese never saw it coming. All right. So you have, however, angered Goose number 2.
He's dead, right?
Oh, no, he's not. Goose number 1 is dead. Goose number 2 is alive and very, very angry.
Oh.
So he is going to come at you. Well, actually, he's going to use... it'd be nice to know what he's going to use. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for
never
that.
Never thought I'd say this, but I could really use the help of a little redheaded orphan.
Well, I'm waiting for my turn.
Okay, so Goose number 2 is going to move down here by you to your side, and he is going to hit you with a beak attack. So does 15 hit your armor class?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. The Keith has spoken. all right. That is going to do 7 piercing damage. So go ahead and mark down 7.
Where do I mark that down?
Where you should have an HP box with your maximum hit points.
That makes him unconscious. Oof. He's like you said, he's overpowered with his attacks, but he's also got a very low constitution, which affects his hit points. So he's actually...
He's a squishy!
That's enough to knock him unconscious.
Oh boy. All right. So you have just been knocked unconscious by a goose. How do you feel?
Pretty damn from unconscious. Actually. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Oh, no. I hope Axel will be okay. I guess he'll just have to tune in next time to see if Axel pulls through, if the gang beats the geese, and if anyone's internet cuts out anymore. Until next time, have a good one.
Memoriam Development.
Hey, true believers and new believers, this is Dr. David Hickney. I am a PhD in cryptozoology from MIT, and I'm the host of Freak of the Week. What's Freak of the Week? It's a podcast where people can call in to talk about all the crazy creatures and phenomena that are out there. Join me, my co-host, Dr. Elizabeth Marin, who may or may not be my sister. Spoiler, she is my sister, as we discuss such amazing topics like the ghost of Dave Coulier, the lost city of Miami, aliens, feline warriors, and much, much more. Freak of the Week comes out every week, hence the name, on Fridays. See you then.